welcome back to the Two Blind Squirrels podcast. Got a groove going. You hear that?
You got your groove on?
Got my groove going. That's right.
Brad got his groove back.
Been playing around with blip.fm.
Blip?
Blip.
Okay.
Dot F.
Yeah, I had to get the rest.
Oh, okay. Just making sure.
Just blip.
Well, you can go in, you put in your, so you kind of create your own playlist. You kind of get to be a DJ. You get to create your...
You're all over that.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
like
yeah.
Making your own mixtape.
And you get listeners and people sign up and they get to hear what you're playing. And yeah, it's like making a mixtape.
For the world.
For the world. Or at least for people who want to sign up and listen.
That's not very personal.
Well, I have 25 listeners on my radio station.
Very nice.
So, yeah. So we've been
25
kinda,
people got their groove on.
Got their groove on. A little jamming, you know? My listeners are coffee drinkers, you know? Mm-hmm. They like to drink coffee and have an atmosphere, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Have a little acoustic, drums, you know, a little like, you know, earthy feel to mm-hmm. the rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's my people, man. That's what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying?
That's your people.
That's my people.
Okay. Good to know.
It's possible.
Didn't you know who your people are?
It's possible that could happen
mm-hmm.
in like a world of some type that exists mm-hmm. somewhere
mm-hmm.
or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could have people.
I could have people. I could have peeps.
Peeps. Yeah, that's not going to happen.
No,
the only
yeah,
peeps
could...
you're going to have uh-huh. are marshmallow filled.
Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down. I got a shuffle on the radio with Brad and Bass. And I got two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night. Oh yeah, two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand, it's all right.
All right.
He's got nothing.
Today's show, Two Blind Squirrels, is in the top 100 Christian podcasts.
Two Blind Squirrels in the morning, people radio on demand, it's all right.
All right, you have no idea.
Are we number 100?
How excited I am.
Are we number 100? Are we number 100? Because that doesn't really count being the top 100. What number are we?
Two Blind Squirrels.
I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
We got an award.
We
got
did?
Listed in the top 100
but
Christian podcasts.
I don't want to be
that
100.
That is an honor.
I don't want to be 100.
Why?
Is that we are?
We're number 100.
We are not.
We are.
I don't want to be 100.
Why?
Because that's the bottom of the top 100.
Oh, we are number one amongst all the podcasts that didn't make it. You know what I'm saying?
I don't like it.
And there's a lot of good podcasts that did not make this list.
Hmm. Why'd we make it?
I don't know. I think because people who can see into people's beings really liked us. Because this list was put out by the X-ray Technicians School.org radiology department.
Huh. Interesting.
And X-ray Technicians School.org radiological technology.
Who are
department?
These people and why are they making lists?
I don't know. They
does this matter
they
to me
really
that
good,
I'm on this list?
They have
I mean,
a really good blog.
Are these not like podcasters making a list?
These are our list. Some person listens to us. You need to have respect for the reward. You're never going to get an Emmy if you don't respect the X-ray Technicians Award, okay?
Okay. I'm putting it on my
if you
mantle.
If you want a potty award, then you're going to have to, you know, respect this one.
What's a potty award?
Podcast award. Potty.
I don't want that.
You're very picky about what awards you want.
Well, does it have to be called that?
Well, what's for PODDY, not potty with a TT.
I don't care.
We're not Dave and Jen. We don't talk about dirties on this show.
They talk about dirties?
Oh, they talk about dirties all the time and zombies. You don't listen to the Dave and Jen show?
I do. I don't. I have never listened to another podcast ever.
The Jen and Dave show.
I've never listened to anybody else's podcast unless maybe you've played one for me, which I don't think you have.
I have. I played you some of the Jen and Vasilian podcast.
Okay, well, maybe you have. I don't remember.
It says number 100 under miscellaneous.
I am busy, you know. I do stuff.
It's kind of misleading because they don't rank them like this is the best and this is the worst. Yeah. So it's not like we're the worst of the 100. Okay? It's not like that.
But then why aren't we 10?
Well, because the first six are education. And then the second 20 or so is ministry. And then there's relationship category, and then there's a men's category, and a women's category, and a families category, and a politics category, and a Christian values category, and a media, technology, and art category. And then there's the miscellaneous category, which we are.
Did Wilkerson get into the technology category?
No. Nobody that we know even made this list.
Huh.
Yeah, like, yes. Nobody we listen to.
Well, thank you. I accept this award.
We are on this list as outsiders.
I would like to say thank you.
Thank you to all the X-ray technicians.
To all my fans.
People who look into other people's bodies.
And I want to say, I especially want
fans.
To make
we
sure
fans.
That
we're
I...
We're friends.
Oh, and I want to say thank you to my mom and dad for being so supportive. And I want to say thank you to my
Don't
husband.
Don't forget to thank Jesus.
Well, that's a given. And I want to thank Helen.
They always thank Jesus on those award shows.
But they don't thank Jesus. They thank God. And it's not God with a capital G. It's just God, whoever. Bothers me, tell you the truth.
You are so cynical.
I'm not cynical.
You're cynical. Don't want the awards, and then you're...
I do want the award. I said thank you.
Okay.
I'm happy to take the award. Don't call it a potty award. I'm just saying. Can we find a better name?
I don't know. Can we?
Seriously.
I don't know. So the Jesus Geeks at thejesusgeeks.com, they are not the original Jesus Geek, who is at jesusgeek.info. They have been talking about the Nephilim.
The
They've
angels,
been talking about
yeah,
those
yeah.
those people, the sons of God.
Right.
Looked at the and they did not do their research. These
they
people,
didn't?
I highly respect their show because they always talk about very interesting topics, and they're usually very well versed in the topic.
Okay,
they have a lot to say.
Yeah.
On the topics.
Unlike us, of course.
This one, and maybe it's just because I've done a lot of research on this topic because it was very intriguing
very
to me.
You.
It's one of those topics, and they did actually say this, and I agree with them completely. It's one of those very interesting topics in the Bible that has no doctrinal value whatsoever.
No,
at least that I can.
Well,
see.
Well, then why are you beating them up about it?
Because they
call me cynical.
They didn't even bring up Enoch. They didn't even cross.
Maybe they don't know Enoch exists.
Well, I told them exists. I sent them the thing while I was listening to the show.
Well, I'm glad that you got them all straightened out. You should have called in.
Yeah.
They did it live. You could have called in.
So, very upset with them right now.
Oh,
I was screaming at the iPod. My snark pod. See my snark pod?
I love your, yeah. I've never not been able to touch it yet. It's supposed to be ours.
I will let you know when you can touch the snark pod.
It's supposed to be ours.
Right now, you are not allowed to touch the snark pod. Huh. Just kidding.
You know what? I'm going to go get an iPhone. That's what I'm going to do.
Okay. Yeah, I'll let you. But you got to figure out how to not pay Sprint or disconnect
fee. Yeah, April somehow figured something out, so I got to get her scheming plans.
Okay. So, they're talking about the Nephilim. What is it called again?
This is not Winnie the Pooh. It's not a Heffalump.
Okay.
It's not a Woozle.
Not a Woozle?
No.
Jagular?
Jagular. It's a Jagular. Ooh, Jagular.
I love Winnie the Pooh. I love reading the book.
Heffalumps and Woozles.
Okay, so...
they're very scary.
If you want to actually see a good Winnie the Pooh movie, the first one, of course, is a classic, but it didn't really follow the book. The second one, which was, what was it called? Kanga's something? It was Winnie the...
Tigger?
No.
I don't remember.
Anyway, it was the second movie.
And it followed the book.
And it followed the book. And it was about, they go on an expedition and stuff like that. So
I love Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
Very comforting.
Yeah, it is.
It's relaxing.
In a weird way.
It's like Curious George. It's very relaxing.
So anyway, so Chris from the Jesus Geeks sent me this. Well, first of all, they didn't cover Enoch. Mm-hmm. Okay. Second of all, they didn't even mention the passage in Corinthians where they talk about it's 1 Corinthians 10:11 or 11:10. Yeah. Anyway, see, I don't have to look it up because I'm not doing a show on it. But they talk about women should have an authority placed upon their heads. They should always be under a man's authority. Because of the angels, or in some other translations, because
they'll try to lure them.
And some of the translations say so as not to tempt the angels. So
for this reason, and because of the angels, the women ought to have a sign of authority on her head.
In other words, and that's
the woman
that means, or I think that means that a woman should live under her father's house until she is married, and then she should live in her husband's house. So she shouldn't live on her own. And the reason why it says in the Bible is because of the angels. And some translations say, not to tempt the angels.
Let's see what Mr. McFadden's King James says. Go ahead.
It says because of the angels. I've already looked it up in the King James. But the Jesus Geek brought up a good point about all this, and that is that they brought up a good point of saying Jesus says that when we get to heaven, we will be as the angels, not taking or giving in marriage, right? Mm-hmm. So how can you have this contradiction when you have these angels, supposedly the sons of God in the Old Testament, taking wives or at least taking women and having babies with them? And then you also have the warning in the New Testament that specifically mentions angels, even though in the Old Testament some people say, well, the sons of God couldn't have been angels.
Well, I heard that's where the Philistines and all of those giant races came from, because of the mix of angels with
man. Yeah, and they've tied that together. But the point is that the Jesus Geeks bring up this this contradiction. Mm-hmm. You have angels not being able to wed, and then you have the Nephilim, and you have that women should have a sign of authority over their heads so that they don't tempt the angels. So, how do you reconcile these things? And they never did it in the show. Now, I haven't listened to part two, but in part one, they did not do this.
Well, you got to listen to part two.
Well, I already know in part two they don't talk about Enoch because...
Well, if you haven't listened to it, how do you know that?
Because he told me today that they didn't bring it up.
As you were screaming?
As I was screaming at the microphone.
It's not nice to scream.
I was screaming at my iPod.
It's not good for you.
Anyway.
So now what do you use your phone for now since you've got...
Don't change the subject. I'm right in the middle of this. We'll talk about it in a minute.
Alrighty then.
I'm right in the middle of this, and you want to talk about my phone?
I'm just asking a question. Sheesh.
So you know,
I can't touch the iPad.
I was kidding.
The iPod.
I was kidding.
I can't touch the iPod.
Joke.
Yes, go ahead. I'm waiting.
Okay. So how do you reconcile those two things?
You asking me? I don't know. I'm not prepared.
Well, obviously, they're both true.
I wasn't even listening.
Therefore, the angels who have fallen obviously take on a physical being. So, a spirit.
Well, yeah. That apparently, takes you're not going to be hanging out with somebody.
Physical being and are able to have children. So, are able to.
Maybe to seed children.
Seed children. So, there you go. There's my response to
that. Okay, there you have it.
Mess. But they didn't get talked about because I don't know why.
Okay, well, now it's been talked about.
Leave it all out in the open.
Now you talked about it. It's good.
I should bring up these things. They should look. They should do some research and stuff.
I'm sure people think that about us too.
But we don't have it. We do our research when it comes to Grow Kids. When we go into something on Grow Kids, we know what we're talking about.
Well, I would think we should.
8 years of preparation, you know what I'm saying?
We should.
All right, so I'll give him a little slack, I guess.
Ooh.
If it didn't interest me, I wouldn't listen.
I know. So you like him.
I like him.
Isn't he now, coming here or something?
Yeah, he's coming November 13th. I'm so excited.
That's next week.
No, a couple of weeks.
Hey, my birthday's
Clifford.
In a few weeks.
We get to meet Clifford.
My birthday's
and
in a
harass
few
him.
Weeks.
I'm going to give
Monday
him a big Texas kiss when I see him.
He doesn't really want you to know him. That's why we don't know his real name. so that when we go to, when we go to CFNI for the worship convention, we're not going to know who he is.
I'm going to walk through CFNI going, Clifford Claude! Clifford Claude! Just until he stands up.
Woo!
Yeah, it's
we'll
me.
Be the ones in the chapel with I'll be the one with a skirt that's above my knees because I can.
And I'll be the one with a cowboy hat on because I can.
For those of you who didn't go to CFNI,
you cannot do that.
The rules were that girls' skirts had to be below the knee, not at the knee,
and I'll
not
be
on the knee, below the knee.
And I'll be walking on the grass. Thank you very much.
Don't walk on the grass. It's not nice. The reason you don't walk on the grass is because of the preciousness of others. Come on. I thought that was dumb back then, but yes. That's a good rule.
Yes.
They want things to stay nice. So
sure
no
they
walking
do.
Walking on the grass.
Of course. I wouldn't walk on the grass.
No, please. When I was having a picnic on the sidewalk, I was a little irritated. But.
Now you should be able to have a picnic on the grass. Come
I'm
on.
I'm sure you could have. But there was no PDA or anything. What's a picnic without PDA?
That's the best part of the picnic. So what did you want to ask me about my phone?
Well, what do you use your phone for since all your music's over there now on your iPod?
Well, here's the thing. All of my music is on the iPod.
All of it from that whole external box thing you have? All of it is
all
on that
it.
Little thing. What do you got that other thing for then?
That's my backup.
Oh. Do you have things backed up on there that are actually important?
Yes, the forum.
Okay, good.
All of our shows.
Okay, so your phone now you're not like bogging it down with all your music anymore. So now you have to carry both things around with you.
It would only hold 4 gig.
Wasn't the point that you?
So now I've got all 4 gig
one
free
thing?
To put movies on.
Oh, lovely.
Yes.
You could just get an iPhone and then not have to have two again because the iPhone could do both and have a big enough memory to do all of it.
No, iPhones don't have that much.
They don't?
No. The biggest one you can get, I think, 16 gig.
Oh.
And I have as of right now, I have 20, and I haven't put all the CDs. I haven't burned all my CDs, but as of right now, I have 20 gig of music. 3,362 songs. I rock. And the cool thing is I'm going down the road with Charlie's car and I can just play DJ. I can just mix up and just, oh, it's so great. It's so much fun.
Good for you. I'm glad that.
And I'm going to get one put in your car so that you can have it in your
glad,
car.
Yeah. And no, you won't.
Yes,
you're gonna, I'm going to have to get one of my own.
No,
somebody else have
no,
one
it's
that
not
they're not
that.
Using that they'll sell, that they'll send to me for just shipping.
Darling, it's not that. It's you don't have an external, you don't have an auxiliary plug
no,
in the car.
No, it's not that. You won't give it up because the only time I listened to it was during the week and like when I'm picking up kids and that kind of thing. And you'll have to have it because you'll be in the car.
No, I won't.
At work, and you won't share it. I know how it works. It's okay. It's okay to accept it. It's all right. I've accepted it. I understand that I'm never going to get to use this thing. I'm okay
think,
with that, but you're not okay
me.
With that. I think you need to come to terms with the fact that you need to realize that that's how it is. That's how stuff like this is. That's just how
if
it is.
If you want to use it, you can. You know why you won't? Because it's too much trouble. It's something else you'd have to learn. And right now, you have to go through an FM transmitter in the car to actually listen to it.
Okay,
would you actually
listen.
Mess with that?
Listen.
No. I want to know. Would you actually mess with that?
I would if it had good music on it.
It's got all of our music on it. Didn't I just say that?
Yeah. Okay. But listen, I think the iPhone, the little bit I've gotten to play with it, of my friend, all my friends are getting them now.
Yes.
I mean, they're cool and they're easy.
Awesome. No, they're awesome.
There's nothing to learn.
Well, there's plenty to learn, but they're awesome.
But I mean, they're simple. Way simpler than the stuff we got
you
now.
You never even tried the Trio.
I've been using it for a year. It's my phone.
I know, but you don't use any of the features on it.
Well, it's because I don't need them. I have grocery lists and stuff.
Well, then why do you think you need an iPhone?
I have a pencil and a paper.
Well, then why do you need the iPhone?
Because it's cool, and then I would use that stuff.
Because it's cool.
And then I would use that stuff.
No, you wouldn't.
I might. You don't know.
You wouldn't.
I might if it's easy.
No. Wouldn't.
Huh. You don't know. You don't know me.
This is as close as we ever get to a fight.
I'm not fighting.
I am.
Okay.
Come on. Put them up. Come on.
Okay.
Put them up. Come on. I'll take you. Come on. She's been kickboxing.
Well, people, they've known. They've been doing that for months.
I don't know, but I've been watching you. But I've been watching you getting good at it. It's starting to scare me. I don't know if I feel
what
how
do you
I
mean
feel.
Scaring you?
I don't know how I feel about this.
Why does it scare you?
Because you look like you could actually hurt me. I walk through that room, you're doing these kicks and punches, and you got a look on your face like you ain't playing around no more.
Well, yeah, you got to get your game face on.
Oh, I don't know, game face. Game pretty face. Pretty face on. Game face off. No. You want the come hither face when I walk in the room.
Not when I'm working out.
This is not working for me.
Okay.
This kickboxing business. Can't you do yoga on Fridays?
I don't like yoga. I'll do Pilates for you.
Yoga's pretty.
I don't like yoga.
Yoga's pretty.
I'm not a big yoga fan. I like Pilates, though, which is also
pretty.
Is that
a coffee?
You would like Pilates much better than yoga, actually.
Does it come in chocolate?
Yes.
Oh. I like chocolate Pilates.
Mm-hmm.
Mocha.
Windsor Pilates.
Windsor mocha Pilates.
Okay.
With a little espresso.
Whatever.
And some cream. Oh, and a Splenda. I'll get a little sweet. Bios con Dios, everybody.
Bios con Dios.
Coupon squares, they're gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8 it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.